escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
With the full understanding that lists are largely irrelevant, the NFL Top 100 is probably the closest to being somewhat relevant. Jaden Daniels just came out that he landed at 21 on the NFL Top 100. Does that seem too high, too low, about right? What do you think?
I mean, I have not spent one iota looking at that list, so I have no context for who's around it because it's all just kind of a ratings ploy to me, but he should be in the top quarter, I think. I mean, we're talking about, top six quarterback, maybe five, maybe four. I don't know. You don't want to go too crazy after 1 year, but it's a special talent, man. It's unique. And it's not just special and unique on game day. You know, it's through the week and everything you hear about this young man and the reputation he already has. I did a piece recently in the Washington Post sort of looking into this theory a lot of people have that this year's Commanders could be like last year's Texans for a lot of reasons. And, you know, talking to head coaches, coordinators, GMs, personnel guys, advanced scouts, they all pointed to one reason, and this is no knock on C.J. Stroud, who's a really good quarterback, but they all think Jaden is special, a special leader, a special figure, a special galvanizing human being year round, who just, there's just this gravitational pull from him that can really, in the eyes of, again, a lot of really smart football people, elevate that entire franchise and keep it elevated.
What are the things you hear, Jay, people talking about when you talk to people around the country about him?
Just how much he cares, his personality, how consumed he is by this, how he understands as young as he is and as relatively inexperienced as he is what that quarterback position means and particularly what it means there where they haven't had one, really, forever, you
been
know?
Been a while, and bro, just, been a while.
Yeah, I mean, what he does to bring guys together, the way he communicates with people throughout a long, long NFL, off season, the way he conducts himself, just his personality. He's a dude. He's a G. Like he has that reputation league-wide already.
He really does. It's interesting. I'm sure you know Brad Jackson from Baltimore and his time in the NFL. We had Brad on a little earlier in the show, and he said granted, this is a preseason game that doesn't have much juice to it, right? But these two teams, the Ravens and the Commanders, in his mind are like Final Four teams in the NFL. And, you know, the playoffs can be funky. A lot can happen in the playoffs. It's a oblong ball that bounces interesting directions.
Yes.
But when you look at Washington this year, have they inched into that real Super Bowl contender category for you?
No, not for me. And look, I don't think they're going to regress like the Texans did, but I also don't think they're going back to a championship game. I don't think they're going to be one of the final four teams standing. I think the NFC is getting tougher and tougher. And I think that the schedule looks different. Like, it's really hard to add, to go further in the playoffs year after year after year, even two or three years in a row, and to win more games. And I don't know. Like, I just keeping some of the older guys around and prioritizing that this offseason, you know, seemed a little odd to some people around the league. I don't know that I love the offensive line. I know I don't love the pass rush and scheming it up like they did last year. You know, I think could prove tricky. I think defensively they're going to have a hard time doing what they did last year. I think the quarterback is special. I think they'll be competitive week in, week out. I think they will certainly be one of the better teams in the NFL. I think they're a playoff team. Do I think they're a top four team? No.
The question I would ask about the Houston Texans last year, did C.J. Stroud really regress, or did he not have two receivers that he expected?
Well, the offensive line certainly became a huge problem. The offensive coordinator did not want to scheme up a screen game, did not help that kid nearly as much as he should have. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't lean into horizontal philosophies at all. They wanted to keep pushing the ball downfield. I think there's a lot of blame to go around. But, like, in his career, if you study C.J. Stroud, like, the road has been tough for him. And what really blew me away about Jaden is I just think about that Bengals game early on. That was not a thing, really. I mean, even to the first game in Tampa and how good they were. Like, I don't get that same vibe from him. Like, I don't think they have to recalibrate their offense when they go on the road. Mm-hmm. The way, you know, the Texans kind of have. And that goes back even to Stroud's rookie year where he surprised a lot of people. So, they're not. Like, the Texans, if they weren't in such a garbage division last year, could have really been in trouble. Like, I don't think that's Washington. I think the Giants' defense is going to be pretty formidable. And the Eagles are still there. And, like, you know, Green Bay, without anybody noticing last year, with a rookie coordinator, were top five in the NFL in yards allowed per play. Like, I just look like San Francisco, I don't love, but they're going to be better than last year. Like, Seattle won 10 games with a rookie head coach. Like, I just think the landscape of the NFC is going to be tough.
I hear that. We're talking with Jason Lockham for you. Can read his work in the Washington Post. You can check out his show, Wanna Bet. It looks like daily on YouTube. JLC, I think one of the big things for Washington, I think Jaden, just having a star quarterback changes everything. I think the floor is so much higher for Washington than really it's been in since B. Mitch was playing. But the ceiling is impacted by Terry McLaurin's availability. And I'm curious what you've heard in your conversations around the league with the Terry situation.
Well, I mean, again, we can go back to the early in the offseason, and there were people whose eyebrows were a little raised, like, well, wait a minute, they're worried about this Debo thing, and they're worried about paying, you know, older guys who they brought in last year who outperformed their contract, but, like, what, you know, what are they going to do for this dude who's bled for them for years? Now, and again, a lot of that predates the arrival of this regime. So, like, this has not been, as much as they've checked every box, and there's people in the league who think that not just the sort of intellect, but the emotional intelligence, sort of like the understanding of culture and building, you know, chemistry and all that. Like, there's a lot of people who are lauding them around the league for a lot of that. But this seems to fly in the face of that. And you know, they do come from a place in San Francisco where they, you know, they put prices on people's heads and they structured contracts certain ways. And they weren't, you know, they by and large weren't budging. And maybe they feel like with this quarterback, they don't need $35 million receivers. Like, I don't know. I'm just judging it based on what they've done and how they've acted. And it struck me as odd. And it has even some people who, again, are super high on them as an organization have kind of looked at this one and said, man, there wasn't a way to build that olive branch and do something earlier in the offseason before, you know, Cincinnati took care of all their receivers and before that market went bonkers again.
Yeah.
I do think they missed the mark a little bit there. And I think this one has gotten more personal than it probably needed to be. That's not to say that they can't still put the genie in the bottle.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. This offense, as great as Jaden is, without a true number one receiver, I think you're putting undue pressure on that kid in year two.
Yeah, and San Fran, they seem to always pay the guys in the end. I don't know what happens at this
point. Some of them, yeah. I mean, a lot of them, But it got ugly, and it cost them last year. It definitely caught up to them last year. Their culture wasn't right last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking with Jason Lockenfora here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can always hear JLC on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Let's zoom out from Washington, right, and just look around the league. Philly remains loaded. That roster is loaded. But it's awfully hard to kind of go back-to-back. And that situation often seems volatile. Like, week five last year, they wanted to run Sirianni. Then they end up winning the Super Bowl. Well, what do you think of the Eagles this year?
Well, I think they're a team that's built to beat you up in the trenches. And they've got, I think, they've got a lot of defaults there. They've got guardrails. Like, even if it's not a great day to throw the ball, you know, we could beat you running our push-push. We could beat you running our quarterback. We could beat you running our feature back. We could beat you with a third down back. I kind of think they're like, the elements don't matter. Like, the quarterback being a little slump, like, they, you know, they can kind of overcome that. Adding all the chess pieces they did on the back end solved a lot of riddles for Fangio. I think there's a lot of understanding there about what it takes to win a football game, and I don't think they get caught up in aesthetics, and I don't think they get caught up in the box score, and I think that starts from the quarterback and sort of whittles its way down. So they're going to be a tough out. Are they going to be able to repeat? I think probably not. I mean, history tells you. You know, the team that loses the Super Bowl really kind of has a fall from grace, and the team that wins it finds, you know, that they maybe start running out of a little bit of steam right around when the playoffs start, if not sooner. So I think they're the class of that division. I think they will be back in the playoffs. And I think they'll be a tough out in the playoffs. But I love the offensive line. And I love the defensive line. So it's hard for me to think they're going to fall that far.
Let's round out the NFC East then. Dallas. I mean, what the hell is going on down there? The Parsons thing is clearly a mess.
Yeah, I don't fancy them much. It's about everything other than football there. And they know what they can do well, which is sell drama, milk reality television, you know, play the headlines, give the beat guys what they need, give the national people what they need, give the screen, you scream at me, I scream at you shows what they need. Like, and all that just, you know, it keeps people running through the doors when, you know, when they show those shots, right, of standing room only seats or whatever, and people running in that stadium to see that god-awful to mediocre football product week in, week out. And that's what really moves the needle more than anything else for Jerry. And I think the wins are secondary. And I think the wins will be pretty few and far between. And I think that head coach is being set up to fail.
We thought that from the beginning.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, I just don't buy that you can do it this way and it really be about building a cohesive foundation to try to win on a weekly basis. There's just too much noise. There's it's a cacophony. It's like a wall of sound. So I think they're going to get absolutely brutalized by the Eagles week one. I looked at their first 5 weeks. I don't know, man. I could see them being – I could even see them being 1-4. I really could. Wow. And in that case, how would Jerry handle that? Like, how's Schottenheimer going to handle that? Like, I don't know, man.
You know, it won't be Jerry's fault.
Well, never – right. Of course. It never is.
Not according to Jerry.
Right. I think it's a house of cards, guys. I really do.
So, going elsewhere around the league, do you have I think it's kind of silly because football seasons are living, breathing organisms that change week over week. But when you look out right now, are there teams you think are going to be in the Super Bowl? Like, do you have a Final Four kind of where you think this season will go?
Well, I'm really bullish on the Green Bay Packers, and it would not surprise me if the Green Bay Packers are at least in a championship game. If Matt Stafford's back cooperates, I think the Rams pick up where they left off, and that's a team that really, you know, probably should have beat the Eagles in that game. Like, I mean, if that game's not played in those conditions, I think they absolutely beat the Eagles. You know, in the AFC, between Buffalo or Baltimore, I mean, one of them have to break through eventually, and I think it's probably this year. it would not surprise me if the Chiefs are a wild card team and not the division winner. And I still think the Chiefs would be really good, but like, I think Denver is a bit of a lagging, probably more than they're given credit for. Yeah. I mean, if you made me pick a Super Bowl right now, I might go Green Bay, Baltimore.
Ooh, I like that. I think Denver's going to be really good. Last thing, Kansas City has been dominant. Last season in the Super Bowl, they got
throttled.
What do you make of the Chiefs?
Well, I think it's going to be tough. I mean, that whole losing the Super Bowl thing, it's real. And it'll motivate them. And I'm not saying they won't get their 11 or 12 wins. But, I mean, that division is nuts, guys. I mean, the coaches in that division, 5 Lombardi trophies, 10 Super Bowl appearances, 3 or 4 NCAA national championships. Every coach in that division has coached in it, has been a head coach, not a coordinator, been a head coach in the Super Bowl. Like, Carroll's going to make the Raiders respectable. It's going to be brutal, man. There's almost 700 regular season coaching wins in that division alone.
That's crazy.
That's going to be tough for Andy Reid. Like, he's got to go to Brazil to start. Like, I think they'll beat the Chargers, but that's not normal. They get the Ravens early in the year. You know, they're going to have to run a gauntlet. We'll see what happens with the Rice situation. But, like, yeah, I think Denver can win that division. I mean, Denver played KC head toe-to-toe last year. I mean, they had the crazy block chip shot field goal. I think that was in Arrowhead. They could have beat them in Arrowhead with Bo Nix as a stone-cold rookie. So Denver's defense is no joke. Sean Payton's no joke. The talent on offense has now reached a level that's pretty legit. And I think he knows exactly what he's doing with that quarterback. So, yeah, I'm definitely bullish on the Broncos.
Dude, I didn't even think about that. You've got 3, 4, 5 Super Bowl rings among 4 head coaches and another dude that barely lost one.
Yeah.
One of them got 3, though.
Right. Andy's got 3. Peyton's got 1. Carroll's got 1.
Yeah. They've got 10 Super Bowl appearances, and the active coaches in the NFL outside that division have 12 combined. And, yeah, I'm working on a piece on this, and it'll be in the Washington Post soon.
Awesome. But, yeah, I look forward to reading that.
It's pretty crazy.
Thank you for the time, dude. Appreciate it.
You guys, right, guys, anytime. My
all
pleasure.
Right, okay, brother.
Jason LaCanfora. You can give him a follow at Jason LaCanfora, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Damn, I didn't think about the AFC. I knew it was a good division, but when you think about just the coaches, Carroll has 1, been to 2. You could argue Carroll should have 2 if you just give the ball to Marshawn at the goal line. Peyton has 1. You wonder what happens if Bounty Gate never hits and they don't get all those suspensions and all that crazy stuff. Serious business, man. And I believe we might have some news coming your way. Quick break. It's P. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You heard the news. You heard Savannah McCann on The Fan. Brian Robinson is now a San Francisco 49er.
All right.
They get a 6-round pick back in the NFL. At this point, this is not a surprise. We've all been kind of waiting for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Brian Robinson, now a San Francisco 49er. The second trade the Commanders and the Niners have made this year. Earlier in the year, they traded a fifth rounder to get Deebo Samuel. Now they get a 6th round back, send Brian Robinson that way. I think from a fit, B-Rob with the Niners as a backup to Christian McCaffrey, and they run a lot of multiple stuff.
Yep.
I think it's a good fit for B-Rob.
They need a grind out guy, too.
I want your reaction. Brian Robinson was shot his rookie year, played a month later. I like Brian Robinson. I know him. I've covered him. I wish him well, certainly. To me, you're pressing the gas on this. Like, B-Rob gave you a level of dependability that I'm not sure you have. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say what they have could not be better, but he gave you a level of dependability that you no longer have.
And they, and you know, coaches, owners, I mean, front offices, they move in the direction that they want to do. And maybe, just maybe, they feel that the other guys fit the whole bill better. We will see. You know, it's nothing, like, at this point now, he's traded, going to San Fran. The guys that are here, you have an opportunity. But don't think that it could be solely done. It may be somebody else getting released from another team. They may feel could come in here too. So all that stuff can come out and figure, you got to figure it out.
Totally. It's a really interesting time right now. Taking your calls, 800-636-1067. Brian Robinson traded to the Niners. They get a 6th round pick back. On a personal level, B-Rob, rooting for you, man.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Garofolo saying now that the Commanders are going to own some of the $3.4 million they owe. They're going to take on some of that salary. So it'll be interesting when we get kind of the final results.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the $3.4 million was the driving factor in this.
Nah.
We're getting callers coming in now. I'm going to take Telly is on the line.
What up, Telly?
Telly, B-Rob's a Niner.
Hell to the Redskins. What's happening,
What's up, brother?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm happy for B-Rob. You know what I mean? Like you said, man, he was a force. But he just wasn't put in the best position to take advantage of his strengths. But, you know what I mean, hopefully, you know what I mean, I think he's in a great system over in San Fran. I think their coach's issue, they don't stick to it when they get in the playoffs, but I think he's going to succeed, man. I'm happy for him, man. Hell to the Redskins.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Telly. Let's go to John in Fairfax.
What up, John?
John, hey, how y'all doing? B-Rob's a Niner.
I don't really like it. I don't think the trade should happen at this point. If you're going to trade a player, trade him before the draft. We're in a Super Bowl window. I don't think you should be trading good players at this point. You can't really do anything with them now.
Done now. It's definitely done now. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I think I mean, that's... Go ahead.
My bad. You got it.
No, your call is reasonable. Oh. I think if you're not happy right. about this, it's a reasonable stance.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the trade. I'm just mad at the timing. Right? There's no point of doing it right now. We can't really use the pick at this point. It's going to be for 2027 or 2026, my bad.
But they may feel that the people they have give them the same level and maybe more opportunities. So I don't know if the pick is what's the big thing about it.
No, it's valid, but I just don't think he's that bad of a player. I trust in Bill, but I'd rather have him work into the low, into the starting running back role instead of just giving it to him right away, because he's a rookie. He's, you know, anybody could not pan out to be who they are.
Thank you for the call, man. All right, man. Appreciate it. You're 100% right. The sixth round pick next year will not help them win a game this year.
No.
But that doesn't mean the guys they have currently, they must like more.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw that conclusion. I know Jeff's juggling the phones. I wanted to let Jeff weigh in because you seem kind of like your mind was blown by this, Jeff, even though we kind of knew it was coming, but where do you land?
Like I said on break, JP, it was kind of an eye-opener for me. Because me looking at B-Rob, I was like, okay, we maybe get a third or fourth round pick for him. But, like, to see the rest of the league and look and they be like, I'll give you a six for him, it just was shocking. I wish him the best. It's no, you know, ill feelings towards B-Rob. I don't want him to go somewhere and fail. I want him to succeed. Thank you for your time in Washington, B-Rob. That's it.
See what happens once you show your hand. So a hole in one. Once you show your hand, the other teams know what you're not going to keep them. So you're trying to salvage something. And I think it drops a little bit. But the trade market is weird in the league, bro. You don't get what you get normally in other spots unless it's a quarterback.
One. You're totally right, B. The trade market are weird in general. Two, contracts matter a lot in NFL trades. B-Rob's going into the last year of his deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a team feels like they have a long-term investment here. Three, and it's not fair, but running backs get devalued in this league.
Yeah.
That's just the reality. So that's why, honestly, I think getting a sixth is pretty good. I thought they might have to give B-Rob and a seventh to get a sixth back. Mm-hmm. So I think they actually did pretty well from the compensation side of this thing. Phone lines are lit up, so I want to let people weigh in.
And then they work with some friends, too, which, you know.
Doesn't hurt?
Yeah.
Z is on the line. Z, what do you think of the B-Rob situation?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thank you for having me on. I think that, you know what I mean, once they showed their hand the other day, you know what I mean, it was pretty much inevitable. We knew he was going to be gone. To be able to get something back for him, I feel like it works. Just like you said, JP, you know, in that moment when you look at it, okay, I'm saying maybe we get a fifth, maybe we get a sixth, and, you know, it was a good thing what you just said. If you thought you may have had to throw in a seventh just to get a sixth. So I'm happy to get something. He kind of fell out of the likes of, you know, like you said, what we had around. Being out at training camp, you kind of see that, you know, they're working into some of the other guys, and then Bill, this, you know, emergence of Bill, and he just skyrocketed with the hype and everything. And I mean, he's showing that, you know, he was worth the pick. So it worked out in a way that where he can go somewhere and get a shot, you know, come from the Shanahan pedigree. They work great with running backs. So I think that he's going to a great situation. We get something for it. And then, you know, the guys like C-Rod and Bill can kind of lead the backfield with the help of Eckler. And then, you know, McNichols will fall where he falls. So I feel like it'll all just work out for both parties.
All right, man.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Z. Yeah, I think it could all work out for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm B-Rob and the Niners run the hell out of the football, what and you've got a good offensive line, and you might kind of be the backup, but, like, CMC has missed some games in the past.
Being a backup out there means you'd be possibly a starter.
Well, the other thing we talked about the other day, sometimes the best role for a player going into free agency is to only get to show a little. And people want what they, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, he looks great.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if we give him this role. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that
exactly.
could be what he gets out there.
Very possible.
I'm going to take one more. Ryan.
But yesterday, he said it. But I don't know if people caught it. I don't know if it was when he was on with us or when he was in the press conference with the media.
DQ.
Dan said the situation with Terry and B-Rob are moving along, and then he kind of changed to the topic real quick. So this proof is moving along properly, right? Because it happened today.
Right. Well, I mean, with all the trades going on in the NFL, I think it was pretty clearly about that time. You know what I mean? I don't expect that with Terry. Let's take one more call in. Warren is in Maryland. What's up, Warren?
Hey, I got y'all the first time you called this time.
But appreciate look, it.
Hey, kudos to the Commanders. Kudos to Peters. I really feel like they took care of B-Rob. All this negativity around the whole affair, I think, is conjured up by the media. I'm going to say us, but I'm not included in that. But, we always looking for a nefarious reason for things, and I don't think it was that in this case. I think that Peters them had an ace in their hand up their sleeve, and that ace was B-Rob possibly being traded. And they would get something out of the deal with San Francisco because of Peter's connections and everything. It made it all possible. People in the media was too busy painting this other thing. B-Rob is washed up and whatever, which isn't the case. He's going to fit great in their system. Hey, let me shut up. I'm talking too much.
Thank you, Warren.
Hey, thank y'all.
Appreciate you, bud. Right, thanks for the call, man. Phone lines are open. Brian Robinson is now a 49er. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Breaking news, Brian Robinson traded to the San Francisco 49ers. Second trade this year between the Commanders and the Niners. Obviously, Adam Peters came from San Fran. Commanders able to get a sixth-round pick for B-Rob. Pretty good haul for a running back going into the last year of his contract. Apparently, the Washington will eat some of B-Rob's $3 million salary. That's pretty much a non-factor in a league with $200-plus million salary cap. I saw this tweet from David Aldridge and wanted to mention it. DA from The Athletic wrote, "We'll say this one more time. Brian Robinson came back weeks after being shot in a carjacking attempt. He did nothing but play hard, play hurt, and for the most part, play very well for Washington over three seasons. One of Robert Mayer's best picks. Good luck to him in San Francisco."
Very good luck to him.
Well said, DA.
I'm with that. I like that.
All All right, let's get to the phones. Darren is in Manassas. What's up, Darren?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, honestly, ever since this whole trade talk has been started, I've just been surprised. And now that it came through, I just think it's a little risky. You know, there's probably a good reason why I'm not a manager or dealing with any of these things in the NFL. But, I mean, do you guys really think you've seen enough from Bill and Chris Rodriguez to trade away your lead back who you know has produced? I mean, I don't know. That just seems crazy to me.
For me to answer the question, I would say no. But I'm not the person that see him all day, every day, and have a game plan for him. So Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and you know, Cliff Kingsbury, they may see enough to believe that they can move forward. You know, just simply me answering the question, I've said it the other day. I said, I haven't seen nobody just come out there and blow me away and say they were better than him. But I also understand how the NFL works, and some you may see a plan for something coming ahead that may work for you, and that could be what's going on. So I understand what's going on. I still, like JP just stated, and like a caller stated, I'm not going to be one. Like, there are a lot of people here who love you when you're here, and they start hating as soon as you're gone. I'm not going to hate on him. I'm going to be hoping he'll go out and have a damn good career from this point on.
100%. Thanks for the call, Darren. I can't go as far as Darren as saying that this is risky. They clearly like the backs they have, but you are losing a level of dependability.
Yeah, and then that dependability could be the risk. You know, will the other guys be able to stay healthy or whatever? And look, that's what you have to do. When you roll your dice, you don't know it's going to land on 7-11 for you. When you roll the dice, you take a risk. So this is the same thing. You're rolling the dice.
Let's go to Larry is in La Plata. Larry, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I agree with Darren. I'm puzzled on how all of this has unfolded and the rapidity that it unfolded. I suspect at one point Brian probably told Peters and DQ, play me or trade me, and, you know, I'll start a drama. And that was the last thing that the Commanders needed, was the second drama in that locker room. But here's where I'm confused, fellas. Typically, anywhere between 50 to 75% of players always have their best year when they're coming into a contract year. Why was it so critical to do this so quickly? He looked good in training camp, according to Brian. He was never really given a chance in any preseason games. Why not let the season unfold? Let's see what he does against the Giants, and then you go from there. Who's to say if Rodriguez or Bill gets injured in this final game? Where are we now? I find this whole thing puzzling, and I keep hearing what Jason said. Peters mishandled the McLaurin situation. It's looking like he's mishandling this situation. That's my two cents.
You can't blame Peters himself. He talks to these coaches about what they feel and think, and they probably came to a understanding. So at this point right now, I know it looks like it's weird, but let's be real. We've seen things in the past that's been just as weird. And right now, we'll see what happens during the season.
I don't think it's weird. If I have to pick a word between weird and risky, I don't think it's weird. Mm-hmm. They thought they were probably going to cut him, so they tried to get something for him, and they like the guys they have. I think.
And the thing about a good football team, you have to make decisions like this.
I think another factor in this is B-Rob, his best asset is that he's a very physical runner, right? Mm-hmm. If you need him to, Debo could probably give you some of that.
You don't want to do that from Debo. Debo's gotten banged up over the years when he tries that.
But Debo's going to get some carries.
Yeah.
Like we saw it in the preseason game. Mm-hmm. You wonder how that impacts this.
But I love it being on the outside. Don't be inside.
C-Rod running better. They like Bill. They still like Eckler and McNichols. Like, I don't think this is weird. I think the football path to this is very easy to see. The risk involved, I find to be a little different. Just in Bill, you can look at it one of two ways. He didn't play last year. Maybe he's super fresh,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's going to take a lot to get used to a 17-game NFL schedule.
Yeah, Yeah.
McNichols has never been the guy. Eckler dealt with the head injuries last year. And Rodriguez has never been the guy. Mm-hmm. Rodriguez has shown you some flashes and is having a really good camp.
Yeah.
But B-Rob has played his rookie season when he got shot. He played 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, he played 15. Last year, he played 14. Goes for about 800 yards every year. I mean, the numbers are quite similar, really. Yeah. 797 as a rookie, 733 in 23, 799 last year. Like, there's a level of dependability that you're losing.
And some people sometimes like dependability. Some people love explosion. You may get the explosion, may not be as dependable, but you may get those big plays every once in a while. And maybe that's what they're looking for.
We're keeping the phone lines up for the remainder of the program. Brian Robinson's now a 49er. What do we make of it?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.